Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I get a little stronger each day. I'm getting over this whatever it was I've had and been fighting. I'm getting there. I'm little by little, step by step, getting a little closer to healthy. Politics, policy, lies, and manipulation. Obama gave a farewell speech last evening. Most presidents try to keep their farewell speech a little short and sweet, but no, not true with Obama, although I will admit it was shorter than some of his speeches. I've noticed one of his messages to his followers was the same, and I quote, his followers, was the same as, I give you. And then later, I watched Hannity and Laura Ingraham, and they were giving that same message, too. Stay vigilant, Americans. Stay watchful. Hold the elected accountable to that which you elected them to do. Regardless of what we're being told in pretty speeches, whoever gives those speeches, this nation is hurting, and it's in turmoil. We've become a dysfunctional family. No longer are we all Americans, rejoicing in liberty and independence, except on July 4th when we have barbecues. We now look to the government to fix that which is not good in our lives. They, the elected, cannot fix anything. And those things they do attempt to fix are usually things they broke in the first place. And health care is only one example. Our economy is a mess. For numerous reasons, one being the Federal Reserve is in charge instead of caring founding fathers who look to the future generations, not the futures to invest in and line their own pockets, and fiat money. We now have IOUs instead of money that's backed with gold. Which brings me to another reason for our bad economy, D.C. occupiers, those elected officials who are in office for self and not for country. The forgotten Americans were the ones who demanded change from establishment. And we're the ones that literally slapped down the career politicians. That is a start, but again, it is not enough. We absolutely have to hold them accountable and stay on their cases. And again, the number to call, the D.C. switchboard, put it on your speed dial, put it on your phone, 202-224-3121. These days, it's difficult to know what exactly is going on. We can no longer trust the media to bring us the truth in any given situation. Hollywood has themselves on such high pedestals that they are completely out of touch with America. The heartland. Oh, yes, the heartland is exactly that. The heart of this land. You, the heartland, you, the heart of this land, must guard this land, must guard liberty, secure freedom for the future generations. It is the heart of this land that will bring America home. And it is the heart of this land that has to take care of the futures of your families and your communities. Today we have our good friend, Melody Cederstrom, as a guest. I hate to even call her a guest anymore because she's more like a backdoor friend, if you know what a backdoor friend is.
And can be a front door friend?
You can be a front door friend. A backdoor friend means you just come on in the storm door, you know, you just open that screen door and that's the one we hear slamming at the end of the show. you could come in the front door or the back door. We're not trying to hide you in the back door.
Oh, okay, all right.
A backdoor friend is kind of a... Apparently you've not heard that saying before. It just means you come on in. because you're just part of the family. So you just come on in. We appreciate you, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to hear that you were ill.
I have been. I've been fighting something since Thanksgiving. Grandkids gave it to me. But it kind of got the best of me a little over a week ago now. And I had to break down and go to the doctor. And Beth doesn't like to go to the doctor.
So I had to break down and do that.
And they put me on some antibiotics. And I got a couple more days of that left. And I'm a lot better. I didn't realize how sick I was till I got to feeling better. So anyway, we're doing good.
Good. Fantastic.
I have an article in my hand. I almost emailed it to you, and I probably should have. But it's about Goldman Sachs, and I figured you probably had seen it. This actually came out Christmas. I've been holding it a little. Actually, I don't think I've been holding it that long. I think it just took that long to get to me. About Goldman Sachs caught in the manipulation of the U.S. dollar. They weren't arrested. Nobody was arrested, and they just barely got slaps on the wrist. But I didn't know if you had seen that article about what they had done or not.
You know, that one particular article must have slipped my eyesight.
Maybe for good reason. Well, I remember the movie Changing Places. Did you ever see that movie where these guys, these big Wall Street guys, and they start making bets and they kind of pick on the, you know, manipulating the other guys, you know. They're manipulating two people, make them change places and make one rich and the other one that was rich poor, and they just kind of do all kinds of things. I kind of feel like these banks, and particularly, you know, they, it seems like they kind of try to manipulate the American people, just like in Changing Places. You know, they're calling the shots, but you know they're lying in their own pockets, and that's what this is all about. They did some finagling, and they weren't honest, even though they were. If this makes any sense up front, they wrote down what they were doing, but they weren't honest, and they manipulated to line their own pockets. And, you know, that is something that we have been dealing with these bankers, these big bankers. And, you know, I kind of feel like the Federal Reserve does a lot of that myself.
You know, it's always interesting when you hear our politicians talk about assigning China with a country that manipulates their currency when the U.S. is probably one of the worst culprits in the world.
That's a good analogy.
Everyone. You
good
have
comparison.
A fiat currency, it gets manipulated. And certainly we know, because we know government and we know with a fiat currency, we were, you know, a low dollar. We lost, what, 95% of its value in how many years? 30, 35 years. Or longer. So, you know, everyone manipulates their currencies, and it trades, and, you know, the money goes where they can make a buck or two. And when you have these huge funds, these huge hedge funds and everything else, it's governments try to control everything. Everything is rigged. Everything is manipulated. We've been living under this illusion for so long, it's hard for people to tell what is real and what isn't. We're beginning to see it in the news, you know, with the fake news. It's like, what's real news? What's fake news anymore? And it's, you know, I had a discussion with someone the other day where they were saying, you know, well, nothing is black and white anymore. And they says nothing can be, and I disagree. I think everything should be black and white. And that's when you get yourself in trouble, is when we don't stay under those same strict guidelines. And I hear the music, so I won't continue. But
we'll get into that. Well, you know, Goldman Sachs only got slapped with $150 million
fine. Nobody goes to jail.
$120 million, I'm sorry. Nobody went to jail, and they all had to pay $200, I guess. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I let you continue, Melody, I need to do something for a couple of my listeners. I had a listener call. She couldn't stay on the line. I'm once again going to give you the DC switchboard. It's 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And I apologize. I had a listener earlier this week, I think it was, wanted me to give the website again for Donald Trump. It is simply greatagain.gov. Greatagain.gov. And they are inviting people to make comments there and follow things on that particular website as they transition into your leadership. Now, we were talking about these banks and how we don't trust them here when we were going into that break, and I want to let you get back on your little bandwagon there. Are you there, Melody?
Oh,
yeah, Melody.
I am.
Are you there? I'm having a little trouble on my headphones, I guess. I wanted you to get back on your bandwagon where you were. We were talking about the banks, and I had this article on Goldman Sachs. It's really kind of disgusting when you stop and think about what they actually do and manipulate.
It really is. And, I mean, they have the power, and no one does anything against it. And certainly, and, you know, again, no disrespect to the administration, but, I mean, we're not going to see that area of the banking section change. But, I mean, we've seen what they've done to gold over the years, and mm-hmm. You have numerous companies, banks, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, several others – They've all been caught with their hands in the cookie jar manipulating prices in the metals market and other areas. And what happens? They pay a few dollar fines. Well, to us, it's a lot of dollars, but to them, it's a few dollars. They'll recapture those dollars lost or that they pay in fines just by doing the same thing that they did to earn it. So they continue to be corrupt. And so no one goes to jail. No one gets held accountable for it. Oh, you might have some little, you know, guy who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He might go to jail for a little bit. But how many of those did they find and send to jail? Not many. One and two, three. The LIBOR rate scandal, to me, still is one of the biggest scandals ever. You had government officials. Our own little Timmy Geithner knew that they were manipulating the LIBOR rates, and no one did anything about it. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, every loan that was made during that time of rigged LIBOR rates during that period, they should all be voided, null and void, because they were all bad rates. But, you know, they can't do that because it, you know, just bleeds into every corner and every section of every city, state, government, federal government, and world, and other, you know, nations. So it really is amazing, and it's just status quo anymore. Everybody accepts the corruption. We talk about the corruption. And we'd like to see the corruption stopped. I mean, yesterday on our program, we talked about countries that have hyperinflation, you know, where their currencies have to replace. And one of the common denominators, the only reason that you get to those points is because of corruption that, you know, continues to allow it to happen. And we see it here in this country also. I don't think the corruption will be eliminated in 4 years or even 8 years. I'd like to see some of it, and I think it will. So it'll be nice to see some of it addressed and at least acknowledged. I mean, that's a beginning. That's a start. And I think it's very important. But not to be so negative. I mean, but there are things that people can do to protect themselves against the, you know, the rigging, the manipulation, and for the, you know, for the end game, so to speak, because there is an end game when you have all of these markets that are, you know, that just aren't working on their own.
And I was going to say, this was done on a global level. It said here
Absolutely.
That what they actually did, the investment bank used its own traders, including mm-hmm. the head of Goldman's interest rate products trading group, to manipulate and create false reports concerning fixed interest rate swap rates over a five-year period. The traders bid, offered, and executed transactions deliberately designed in both timing and pricing to influence the global benchmark, the U.S. dollar international swaps and derivatives association fix, which they call ISDAC fix. In other words, it appears as though the investment firm was manipulating the value of the dollar globally for its own profit. And, of course, mm-hmm. no one really, as we've said, no one really got in any trouble. They did get slapped with a fine of $120 million. And you know, I always wonder when the government fines these, where does that money go? You know, because we don't ever seem to use it to get out of debt. But the banks, they can seem to make trillions of ripping off the public. And they know without a doubt that none of them will be arrested or do anything other than pay the government a portion of their take. You know, I guess it's kind of in the government's interest if they go ahead and do this, because then they get a little bit of that, too. You know, it's kind of like a commission, I guess. When a government is dependent upon a banker's for money, I thought you would like this, they and not the leaders of the government control the situation. Since the hand that gives is above the hand that takes, money has no motherland. Financiers are without patriotism and without decency. Their sole object is gain. And that's from Napoleon Bonaparte. You know, I thought that's a pretty darn good quote. And we can see that happening. Now, I don't know if you've also seen in the news where Rand Paul's on it again. And they're going to try and pass to audit the Fed. You know, and I want them to do that, but I'm afraid of... how that's actually going to get done. Who's going to be in charge of that? Is the Fed going to audit itself, or who's going to be in charge of auditing the Fed?
Yeah, I know. Let me balance my checkbook for you.
I can tell you exactly what's in it. It's easy to see.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to that extra book back there.
And we do know that Trump was for an audit for the, so
Federal
it'll
Reserve.
We'll just have to see. Have to wait and see.
I want to be optimistic, but I want to be suspicious
realistic.
As well.
I'm optimistic, but I'm also a realist.
Sometimes
we have seen, and we've also become conditioned and thinking that nothing ever gets done. So we do have a tendency to think that way also. I am optimistic. But, we still have to. And then you were explaining about how how Goldman Sachs just gets this little fine. It kind of reminds me of the old movies in the 1940s and 50s movies where, the retailers, the mom and pop shops and, the gangs of the neighborhood would come in and make them pay something just to protect them. And then you'd have the police come in after the gangs and so forth to pay the police in order so they don't get arrested. And it kind of reminds me of the same thing. So, it's going on for a long time just in various segments of markets and economies and various times of history. I mean, certainly the dollars back in the 40s and 50s and during the Depression and the roaring 20s certainly isn't what it is today. But you still have those same sequences of payment, and the poor little guy just, doesn't really get any protection.
No, we don't get any protection. And, we took the gold standard away from the dollar, so it's not much more than an IOU. It's just a little fiat note. And that kind of freed them up to manipulate, I believe. It kind of, they have this little piece of paper. They float around, and they can decide what it's worth and manipulate it and line their own pockets. And I believe that's what's going on with the banks. I believe that's what's going on with the elected officials. I believe that's what's going on with a lot of the policies that, the lobbyists and all that's going on. I know there are many agendas, and those are maybe not all money related. I believe they all are by the time you connect the dots. But the D.C. occupiers, when I talk about them occupying offices and cutting deals, and at the very get-go when Donald Trump came out and talking about immigration and talking about trade, and they were all against him. All of them. Well, because that's part of what the deals are that they're making, and they're lining their own pockets. And it all has to do with the money and the trade and the immigration and, it all has to do with the salaries and the jobs and what's going on in this nation and globally. Unfortunately, we have to deal with global. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend, back door or front door, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Write this down. This is her office number, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. But she's right here right now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have on my guest, as a guest today, a good friend, Melody Cederstrom. She's a sponsor of the show. She's one of the few that keeps us here at 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with us today. Melody, it's we're already 11 days into the new year. Can you believe that?
No, I can't, but I have to.
We kind of got to go with it, don't we? And, you know, we have been talking a lot about the bankers and the corruption and the manipulation that goes on and the fiat dollars and the things. You know, I blame all of it on Congress. I really do, because they're the ones that are supposed to be watching out for us, and they don't. And I'm talking Republicans and Democrats and independents and libertarians and whoever else is in there. I think they all get caught up in their own lives, and they forget about who elected them, kind of like Hollywood. They forget about who made them a star as they talk down to us from their little pedestals. I kept looking for Meryl Streep's halo and wings, and I never did see them. But, you know,
such
it's
a disgusting display, I'll tell you. It's amazing. You're true. You know what? The bright side of all this, we can complain about what they say, who they are, and what they represent. But one thing you can say about this election, it has exposed their true colors, I
has
believe.
Has it not? I mean, it has for sure.
Absolutely. We see that, I mean, it's like they shed their, you know, their skins, and we're really seeing these people. And, I mean, you know, people who've been in this business for a long time, yourself, I mean, we've seen what was underneath that skin. A lot of the listeners always saw, but the general populace out there, I think they're beginning to see just exactly who these people are and what they represent and how evil and nasty they are.
You know, there's a few that I think follow them. And like I said in my beginning monologue with the followers of Obama, they follow Obama. You know, they would follow him to the end of the earth, you know, and jump off the cliff.
They would.
You know,
and they would have followed Hillary.
They would have. They would have. And but, you know, I think that the average American, who is our hero, really, the average American out here, in the heartland and across this great nation from sea to shining sea, they're getting disgusted by it. You know, we've got Rosie O'Donnell and we've got Michael Moore, and they're wanting everybody to, you know, Rosie came out, oh gosh, the second of January, that we have less than 3 weeks to stop Trump. Well, who is she really trying to stop? Because it was the American people that voted him in there. You know, the arrogance of these people, they all think it's all about Trump. I mean, are they missing the boat? I think they are. But I think the American people, they're getting sick of this protesting, and we've got to stop him. You know, he's president of the United States. He will be inaugurated on the 20th.
Get over it.
And let's go forward. You know, we gave, believe it or not, I think the majority of people gave Obama a chance. But he just couldn't come through. He could not get past some of, because that's what he stands on, some of these policies that are big government, that are really more of a socialistic state rather than a republic, which, you know, he kept on last night. I mean, they say he's such a great orator, you know, that he's so articulate. He puts me to sleep. It was all I could do to stay awake last night watching him talk.
I was able to watch 5 or 10 minutes of it, and I couldn't go any further.
Well, you know, all of them, not just him, but they get all puffed up about themselves, and that's when I'm rich done with them. You know, it's like,
there's quite a bit of ruckus in that beginning of it. If you've watched, I don't know if you watched it, but there was quite a bit of a ruckus.
I heard noise in the background, but I never did hear what that was.
Yeah, I think they escorted quite a few people out. But you won't hear anything on that. You'll just hear about Trump and the Russians. But anyway.
Well, I missed.
But I guess Mr. Trump is supposed to be having a press conference as we speak.
Oh, my.
So I'm not sure.
Why did he do that on my time? I just don't understand.
I don't know, man. Maybe that's why we haven't had any callers. They're all listening.
They're all listening to Donald Trump. Well, we do have a caller. We have Harold from New Mexico that just got through. He wants to talk about interest rates a little bit. Harold, how are you today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Glad to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I had one item that I was wanting to add to your monologue, that the national debt runs somewhere between $680 million a day to $700 million a day. That might mean a lot to your listeners.
Yeah, it's ticking up pretty fast.
Per day now.
Per day, yeah. But when you're talking about interest on trillions of dollars, it's piling up pretty fast, that interest rate.
Well, I'd kind of like to know who's getting the monies, but.
Well, I don't know. It's not you or me, is it?
No, that's the thing of interest there, I guess.
Okay, I appreciate it. Did you have a question for Melody, or is that your question?
That was just something I wanted to get, you know, to throw in there the next time you discuss this topic, and I don't mind saying good morning to her either.
Well, good morning, Harold.
Okay.
I believe you made Harold blush a little bit. All right, Harold, we appreciate your call. We'll talk about the interest rates just a little bit. It is piling up pretty fast, Melody, and it is interesting. He says, who gets the interest? I'm not sure they're paying it.
Well, the problem, I mean, we're borrowing even to pay the interest. And when you have, when you're just borrowing to pay the interest and so forth, I mean, this is all the money that, it doesn't go into the communities. It doesn't go into our infrastructure. This is why our infrastructure is failing as bad as it is, because they've taken us so deep in debt, there's no money to pay for it. And these are obligations that, you know, either we're going to have to default on them, because there's no way we can pay them. And so, but, you know, and we get to this spot, you know, we can't build roads, we can't improve the schools, we can't do this, we can't do that, and it just pushes us deeper and deeper in debt, and more debt is not going to get us out of the problem. And I think we're so far into debt, what can you cut in order to make a significant difference? I mean, certainly over maybe 50 years if you cut, and, you know, maybe that's good for the kids and so forth. But in the meantime, we're still going deeper in debt. So, because you can't tax people any. Well, they're going to try, but, I mean, how much more can they tax us? So, you know, it's a big problem, and it's a problem that, you know, there really is no solution. We are between a rock and a hard place. You know, they talk about it. We look at our 10-year yield, and they say that if that approaches 3%, we've already seen, what, 12% drop in the housing applications over the, I can't remember if it's the last month. I mean, it's a tremendous drop just because rates raised a little bit just from the election. So people, consumers are spoiled, and they will stop buying when rates begin to rise. And, of course, the higher the rates go, again, the country can't afford the payments. So it's going to be nasty. And even if you try to fix things, we still are going to have to face some serious situations. And people will still lose, even though we're fixing some of the problems. So
I kind of learned to not like the word fix, kind of like the word change. I don't like them anymore when they're talking politics, because it's usually a disaster when they talk change or fix. And
sure.
It's something, you know, we're...
Address?
We're dealing, say that again?
Address the issues?
Address. Oh, gosh, that's a disaster.
That's even worse, because that means they don't do anything at all.
Yes. We can't trust their language, that's for sure and for certain. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. You can visit today with Melody and Beth Ann at 877-895-5410. However, we're entering the final segment of today's show. And Melanie and I are going to talk a little bit about gold and silver. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Melody Cederstrom is a discount gold and silver trading sponsor of the show. Visit their website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Write her phone number down. It's 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you a saga of the year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to BattlefieldEarth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books are their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking are lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. We've talked about pretty much everything in our economy, but we haven't talked about gold and silver. What's going on? So we're only 11 days into the year, but what's going on?
Well, gold has been doing very well, just as it did last year in the beginning of the year. We had a little pressure on it today, so it's down a couple bucks today, and along with silver. And I think gold and silver will do very well this year. I think we will have volatility just because of the way I believe things will change in Washington and, of course, across the economy. There'll be good things, and even good things can bring about difficult times, and I think we'll see that. It'll bring volatility, and I think we'll experience a lot of that this year. And, you know, there was one report. It was put out by CNBC, and they said that the history is on the side of gold because gold tends to outperform when Republicans are in the White House. It used to be the Democrats because the Democrats were more of spenders, and, of course, the Republicans were always conservative and wanted to hold back that budget and make things balance, but they were more of a war party. So, you know, anymore it really doesn't make a difference because gold's going to do regardless. Is going to do well regardless of what we see. But from CNBC, gold is going to do well because it's a Republican administration. And, you know, we talked about debt earlier, and it's like, you know, it's just the higher the debt goes, the more money that needs to be set aside to pay the interest, you know, on the debt, which we had discussed. And there's so many global uncertainties. You still have the Brexit, which will be addressed in March. You're also going to have our own debt ceiling that's going to have to be addressed. I believe it's the 1st of March. We have a budget that was just extended by Obama. I can't remember, is that April or something, and that comes up. So a lot of these things are going to have to be talked about and, again, brought to the forefront. But ultimately, the simple and the most basic is we have a fiat currency. We have inflation. The dollar is going to lose value. Your purchasing power is going to lose value. And gold prices and silver prices are going to go higher. And it really is that simple. It could be a little more complex if you look into, you know, how monetary policy is run and, you know, all the controls of the Federal Reserve and so forth. But ultimately, fiat currency, higher gold and silver prices. And we've seen that, and it has protected people's purchasing power very well. We have a little special here today, Beth. It's going to be on silver. The 2017 American Silver Eagles, they'll be delivered by the Treasury next week. So they'll be available. We're running them at $2.60 over spot. Of course, large volumes, we can save you out a little bit there. Also, so great buy, 260 if you buy one, and it's going to be 260 over the spot price of silver for an American Silver Eagle. If you want to really save some dollars and buy more silver, you can buy the 1 ounce silver rounds, and they're being priced at 75 cents over spot. So a really good price for those of you who like the 1 ounce silver rounds. And these are the Buffalo rounds, very recognizable, very, very, very nice coins. They're not some generic, Statue of Liberty or something that you might find in some of these rounds. These are the nice Buffalo rounds for 75 cents over spot. That really is a deal. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
That's 1-800-375-4188. We have a caller. We have, let's see, John from New Mexico had a question or comment. John, how are you today?
Good morning to both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah. You mentioned auditing the Fed.
Yes.
I think they need to continue and audit Fort Knox. I believe they're guarding an empty hole.
Well, I've heard those rumors. I don't know that that's true, but I have heard that.
Yeah, that's my only comment.
Okay, appreciate it, John.
Thank you, John. You know, and he's absolutely right. That hasn't been audited since, you know, how many years ago? And, you know, they could still have gold in there, but how many claims is against that gold? That's the problem. You've had so many of these central banks that have leased their gold over the years. They still claim it on the books, but they leased it and released it, and they never got it back. So you might have, you know, you might have, 10 claims against that gold. So, you know, the gold's got to be somewhere, but how many claims is against it? And that's what's going to be the big scandal. Well, both will be a big scandal because there's not going to be enough gold to fulfill all those claims.
That's why they call the accountants pencil pushers.
Yeah,
they just push that pencil until it appears to say what they wanted to say. Well, we want to give your number again. Give her a call. She's got some good specials going on with the Silver Eagles, the 2017, at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. She has a newsletter there that's just chock full of all kinds of information that you will need to want and enjoy, and that is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. We've just got a couple of minutes, maybe a minute and a half here left. You got anything you want to, in particular, say to the listeners?
I think it's going to be a very exciting year, and it's going to be chock full of news, various reports. I think there's a lot of folks. Well, I know I am for one is happy to see this administration go. They can't go soon enough, and looking forward to, you know, there is a brightness, there is a new energy. I think this country has been energized. And not to say it's going to be 100%, but it's certainly certainly a lot better than what you know, we have experienced in the recent past. So I'm excited. I'm pleased. And I think gold and silver will do very well. I think it's needed even more so in portfolios. Don't get caught up thinking that the 20,000 Dow and all these new highs that the NASDAQ is reaching is something that you can secure your purchasing power with, because it's paper, and that's what people have to keep in mind. We get caught up in the action. You have more private investors now going into these into the markets, and that's a key sign that this is almost over. You know, and we do have to regroup, resettle, and keep your plan on purchasing and acquisition of gold and silver ongoing, because our problems in the monetary area, it will be difficult, and people will lose lots of money.
Yeah, it's not going to, things aren't going to change overnight, although things are looking good, promising. We're trying something different. And something that's been not tried here in the last 8 years anyway. And I think we're all excited to see it. I still like the way you phrased it a couple of weeks ago. We're going to see a lot of action. We're going to see a lot of action. And I'm still chuckling over that one. I've used it a couple of times. Melody, thank you so much for being with us and all that you do for CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank God bless you. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Support the sponsors that bring CSC Talk Radio to you, because it truly is the heart of the land, you, that will bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights, force and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.